Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church. And we've got Patty Wilson with us today. Patty,
hello,
welcome
there
to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
So glad to have you. You know, we are a topical Bible study slash, you know, discussion panel here on 91.5 FM and on our website at ourlighthouse.net. Hopefully you can join us there at any given moment, any day, and catch up on the program if you miss one or you want to go back and listen, or you can catch sermons, different things, all that stuff on our website. It's a really cool website. So it's the Lighthouse Christian Church. You can just Google that and find the website, or you can go to ourlighthouse.net. It's an amazing thing. So Patty, so good to have you today, and we've got a cool topic. I'm bringing the topic today. We usually have the co-host bring the topic, but I'm going to actually bring the topic today. And I want to talk today about mistaken identity. And I think many times we don't know who we are in Jesus. Mm-hmm. I think as believers, the enemy sells us short on what we're capable of, what we can do, what we can't, what we can accomplish through Christ living in us. Mm-hmm. And it's a big deal. But when I think about mistaken identity, it's actually right now, just a little bit past Thanksgiving. We're heading into Christmas, and I want to share a story. There's a guy, his name was Arthur Acelli, and you know, he was out hunting, okay? And he was a 27-year-old hunter, and he wore one of those camouflage suits, okay? And he was looking like a tree on a brushy slope, you know, and it was in California, and he had a turkey decoy and his turkey call, and the turkey decoy is like right there with him. And if you've ever seen a camo suit, you can blend into the mm-hmm. landscape really well. So, you know, and then he's sitting there, he's blowing this turkey call, and it makes a sound equivalent to, you know, what turkeys would say for come eat me if you were like a predator or something. So the turkey call and the decoy didn't attract any turkeys for him. Instead, it attracted a hungry mountain lion that happened along and said to itself, Thanksgiving. Okay, so, you know, if you've ever seen mountain lions, I know we have Florida panthers and things like that. I've seen some decent-sized cats here in Florida, but this lion pounced on this guy, and it batted him around a few times like a ball of yarn, and then it ran away as soon as it realized that the flailing, shouting turkey ball of tree and everything with the decoy on it was actually a guy. But, you know, that's what I taught when I talk about mistaken identity. That's the kind of thing that we have to be careful of, because the fish and game department for this guy told the LA Times, once the cat realized it wasn't a turkey, it took off. So they weren't going to track down the lion like it was a manhunter or anything like that. It made an innocent mistake. It was trying to have a little bit of turkey. But, you know, he didn't really pose a threat. But here's the tip. If you're going to disguise yourself as a turkey to hunt turkeys, don't do such a good job that the predators might mistake you for the turkey. And I just think about that, and I'm like, how are we being seen, you know, in the spirit realm, Patty?
Yeah.
You know, when the enemy looks at us, when God looks at us, you know, how do you think God sees us versus the enemy, and how are people in the world seeing us? Let's talk about that for a minute, because I really want to hit on how we are perceived and seen in the spirit.
Yeah, I dealt with that a lot, especially in the beginning of my walk with the Lord. I had a major inferiority complex and kind of dealt with it on and off, on and off. And it all comes about through what I like to call ungodly belief systems.
Sure.
It's those things that we have built up in our mind through situations and circumstances in our past that are not true, but we believe them. And if you believe it, that's what's going to manifest itself.
Sure.
In your life. And I remember the first time I got a revelation of that, I went to a women's conference. It was a week-long conference with top leaders and teachers, women of the faith, but they only took a group of like 30 of us. And for a week, they just poured into us. It
wow.
was an amazing time in my life. But one teacher was talking about those ungodly belief systems. And as she taught over the week, I began to see a pattern unfold throughout my life that I was believing, but it was not the truth of who I was
wow.
in Christ.
Okay.
And it was an ungodly belief system that men in authority over me were always going to hurt me, embarrass me, abuse me.
Right.
And so when I came around men in authority, I would cower back. And I know even leaders over me would be frustrated because they'd recognize the gift and the call, but that inferior complex would keep me from speaking up or stepping
oh, wow.
out into the call. And they'd say, it's there, just, you know,
sure.
you got to do it. I see it. This is who you are. So that week, that thing was broken off of my life, and I was set free. But it was, you know, it started with my brother abusing me. So, and it was always when he was in authority babysitting
mm-hmm.
over us. And then, you know, through my father, could be a bit physically abusive, not bad, but enough to cause
right,
me to
right.
shrink back and keep my mouth shut.
Sure.
And then my husband, and then leaders in the church, you know, that type of thing. So that's built up in your life, and it's ungodly belief system because it's not the truth. I had
sure.
to renew my mind, and through that I even got a hold of scriptures and a you know, a confession of, I used to have to say to myself all the time, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I've been raised up in power and truth and strength by the Holy Ghost who dwells on the inside of me. I am anointed. And, you know, I'd have to talk to myself until
right.
that began.
Set yourself straight.
Yeah, more real than the lies.
Yeah, it's powerful. So I think what I'm hearing you say is that many times we can make the mistake of seeing ourselves as somebody that we're not.
Exactly.
Based on maybe things we've done, things that have happened to us, situations, people in our lives. And we let it mold our view of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
right? And we build our identity around maybe past failures or things that we've done before we were Christians. I've built maybe some things around people I've hurt, things that I've done in my past,
mm.
and been unable to look past that, maybe a bad situation that you created with family, hurts and opinions of others.
That's
you know,
a
I mean, it's
one.
Huge,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
it? And we let that mold us into believing many times that we're somebody that we're not. And, you know, we all had a life before Christ. Even as Christians, some of us have had lives that we've needed to leave behind. We've made mistakes. You know, we just have to recognize that we are renewed and refreshed and continually being set free by the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
In our lives. You know, let's take a look at Ephesians 4:20 through 24. You want to read that for us?
Yes, Ephesians is the best one too when you're trying to break this, because I call
yes.
that the In Him book.
The
if
in
you go
him
through
book.
In Ephesians and just mark out in him, through him,
right.
that's going to change your life.
Wow, that's a good note.
Ephesians 4:20 through 24. But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you've had. That you've heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus.
There it is again.
To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. But now we are in Christ, and we are a new creation in Jesus.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Amen.
And it's so true because it's not, some people don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've learned religion, they've learned tradition, they've learned rules, but they've never learned that in Christ, all things are made new.
Amen.
And you can put off your old self and your old life that's corrupt. You can put it off. You can literally, like clothes, just take it off and put on new clothes.
Amen.
And be clothed in the righteousness of God. And all that happens through the blood of Jesus.
It does. Mm, I felt that. Did you
I
feel
know.
It?
Yeah, that was a good one.
2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. A Christian is not renovated like a mattress. He's a new creature. He's not just made over. He's a new creation, something which never before existed. The old one translation reads, he's a new species. I just had this in my bag here.
Sure.
And this is a confession. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm a new creation, new created being with the life of God, the nature of God, and the ability of God within me. This is what we have to believe. This is the truth of who we are, a new creation in Christ. So like you were saying, those things from the past, you know, once you become a believer, born again, that stuff is gone.
You're
it's
right.
passed
You're
away.
Right.
That's no longer who you are. I'm no longer a crackhead.
Right.
I'm no longer an alcoholic.
Sure.
You know, I'm free now. I'm in Christ.
That's
a
so
totally
good.
New creation.
Yeah, I would say it this way. Our identity is no longer in who we are or who we were. It's in whose we are.
Amen.
And whose, you know, we belong to.
That's
Jesus.
To Jesus.
You know, he is given us new life, and through the blood of Jesus, we're cleansed, we're washed, we're made whole, we're made new. And I just want to encourage everybody that's out there, there is a true reality where you and your life can wash away your past, you can wash away the old and put off your old self, and you can walk in the newness of life
Amen.
That is found only in Christ Jesus. And if you can position yourself in Christ, all things are possible.
That's good.
You know, the Bible says all things are possible to those who believe. Who believe what? Who believe in Jesus and his ability to use you to do something incredible in this world.
Amen.
You see, I'm believing that every person that's listening today, Patty, will be sparked and encouraged and ready to step into a new life
Yes.
in Christ. And you know, a new ministry, a new way of dealing with their family, a new way of dealing with their husband or their wife, their children, a new way of dealing with their employers, that God will begin to show you how to live your life in a way that is bringing glory to him.
Yes.
And it is showing you how to live your life in the power and strength of Almighty God, who lives in you now if you've received the gift of his son, Jesus.
Amen. Ooh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. God views us from the finished product. I love that statement.
Yeah.
He sees the finished work.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, we tend to look at ourselves from all that stuff.
We look at where we've been or where we're at.
Yeah, but he sees the end. He sees the end product, and I know that gave me such hope the first time Patty Springer shared
that
with me.
Yeah, right. He's the Alpha and the Omega.
Wow, you know, he has a finish for me, and it's a good one. I know the thoughts and the plans that I have towards you, says the Lord. They're for good, to prosper
right.
you, not to tear you down or leave you where you're at. God's seeing us from the finished work in Jesus, and I love what this says. You're not broken.
Right.
You're not addicted, not weak. Not stained with sin, not angry. You're a mighty man or woman of God.
That's incredible. You know, when I think of, you know, God looking at us and saying, you're a mighty man of God, you're a mighty woman of God, and I'm looking at myself going, really? Are you sure? Because I don't feel that way. But all right, you know, I can get on board with it.
Yeah.
It brings me to the story of Gideon. You know, have you ever read the story of Gideon? He was, you know, there, and let's just read it. You know, it says now that the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide from the Midianites. It says this, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." And Gideon said to him, "Oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles, which our fathers told us about? Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? And now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites." And the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?" And I think we got to look at this, and you know, God is saying, he said, sure, you know, let me keep going for a minute. So he said to him, "Oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you will defeat the Midianites as one man."
Wow.
You know, I think we've got to remember whose we are.
Mm.
And we look at the things and the situations in our life, and we're like, it seems impossible. There's no way I can get out of this. There's no way I can overcome this. But yet, you know, God is saying, "But I'm with you. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength."
Oh, man, that's so true. And I like what he said. You know, we hear so many people saying, we've all said it ourselves, "Why then has all this happened? If you were with me, why has all this happened?"
Right.
And we can get hung up on that. And
sure,
many
you can.
People are so hung up on that that they turn away from the Lord.
Right.
But we see that
God
Gideon,
let this happen to me in my life, or he brought this and that into my life. No, he didn't.
Yeah, no, he didn't. The enemy has brought all of these things. There are things that God allows to happen. He didn't bring them, but he may allow them because he sees, like we say again, he sees the finish.
The beginning from
the
end. Yeah.
So he knows what that will produce in our lives. And so we have to trust God.
Yeah.
Gideon had to trust God. He had to step out in faith.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's looking at the past. So when you're looking at the past, it's so hard to step into the future.
Well, and even Jesus said, "In this world, you're going to have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world."
That's right.
Woo. And he said, "I'll be with you." He never said that I would deliver you from anything. He just said, "I'll be with you in the midst of it. I'll walk it out with you. I'll be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you." He didn't say that. There's no promise of a trouble-free life in my Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everything I read in my Bible, people were having trouble.
But
all the way through it,
God promises, like in verse 16, when he said to Gideon, you know, "Surely I will be with you. Surely I will be with you. Defeat the Midianites as one man."
Yeah.
So it's like our mind can't comprehend the way that God brings the breakthrough.
Yeah.
But God, his way is perfect, and he's with us. He's going to carry us through every situation. If we hang in there, and if we say, "Okay, it doesn't make sense, I don't understand, but God, your will, your way, I'm saying yes, Lord."
I know, man. You know, I look at Gideon, and Gideon saw himself as the weakest in his clan, of the weakest clan. He's like, "I'm just a little nobody." And God saw Gideon the warrior.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage people out there. God isn't looking at you and your shortcomings. He's not looking at you and your failures. God is seeing you, and he sees you as a warrior today.
Mm-hmm.
You are a warrior for the kingdom of God. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, it's time to stand up, put your armor on, go read Ephesians 6, get your armor on. You're the righteousness of God. You have a shield of faith. You have the helmet of your salvation. Recognize, know, and understand who you are in Christ, and then begin to take ground for the kingdom of God. Begin to take the enemy and let him know.
Yeah.
You know, where you stand, instead of him telling you where you can stand.
Yeah. And, you know, we can look at others through God's eyes. Because I was just thinking as you were talking and reading that, and I said that confession that I had earlier, you know, "I'm a mighty woman of God." That really came about by my husband.
Right.
The prayer, the way God told me to look at him, because I was looking at him as like, man, he is never going to change. You know, he's always going to this, and he's always going to. So I'd pray for him and ask God to do stuff But then at the same time, my confession was, he's never going to change. He's never. And God said, listen to what's coming out of your mouth. And so that's, he said, you need to begin to see him like I see him, the man of valor, a mighty man of God, where I saw him the opposite. I was praying and hoping for it, but I couldn't see
it.
So I wasn't believing when I prayed.
You're hoping.
Yeah, exactly. And as soon as God got a hold of me, I was like, whoa. And I started praying, Lord, I thank you. He's a mighty man of God, raised up in power and truth and strength. I began to see him differently. I began to see his walk with the Lord grow and increase. And we were all of a sudden believing the same things. We were in unity. Even if we didn't talk about it, we'd both say, I think God said, and he'd say, I think, and I'm like, wow, he really hears from God, where he did all along. I just didn't see it.
Yeah.
So we have to change our perspective.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I can relate to Gideon. It took me a long time to realize who I was in Christ, you know, and who God was molding me into becoming. And, you know, I would say the same thing for you. You know, God is calling you guys, everybody who's listening, you, Patty, those who are listening, God is calling you. And here's the beauty of it, is God sees the best version of you at all times.
Yeah.
Stop looking at yourself without the best version of you in play, because God is only looking at the best version of you right now. He's reaching towards you in love, and he has a vision and a purpose for you.
Wow.
You know, look at Jeremiah 29:11. You want to read that for us?
It
says, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, and plans to give you a hope and a future.
Oof. God sees us as that warrior. He sees the warrior in you. He sees the king and the priest or the prince, princess. It's awesome how God sees us. It boggles my mind.
It really does, you know, because God is calling each of you guys out there to your destiny. Mm. He sees the warrior in you. He's enlisted you in his army. You're kings, you're priests, you're, you know, princes and princesses of the king.
That's awesome.
And 1 Peter 2:9 says, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who's called you out of darkness into the marvelous light.
Wow.
You know, we were called out of darkness. Patty, you had a life of darkness. I had a life of darkness. There are people out there right now listening to this program that have lived in darkness too long. Mm-hmm. God is calling you out of that darkness, and he's calling you into his kingdom. You've mistaken yourself, and you've been under a mistaken identity of who you think you are. You are the prince and the princesses of the king. Step out, become who God's called you to be, and begin to experience the life that God has for you.
Amen. And you know, God had that purpose and that plan for your life before you were even born. He knows you. He's known you your whole life. And that plan hasn't changed because of the things that you did.
That's right.
His plan was written, established before you were born. It's a yes and an amen. Now you just have to say yes and amen. Amen to the purpose and the plan of God in your life. See yourself as that mighty woman of God, that mighty man of God, because that's truth.
Yes. And
that's
amen.
Truth. Amen. Amen.
So, hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk a little more, bit more.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence, 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on.
in the secret, in the quiet hour I wait only for you.
Joyful.
Yeah.
Joyful.
Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at ourlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries.
And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's me and Patty. Hey, Patty.
We're
it's
here.
Been a great program today. I tell you what, Mistaken Identity. Hey, we just want to take a moment and say thanks to our sponsors, everybody who's made Turn the Light On possible, and just say thank you for all that you do to support the program. We also want to thank everybody who listens, because if we didn't have any listeners, we wouldn't have a program either. So thanks to those of you who take the time out of your day to just spend some time with us going through the Word and going through different topics and things like that. But Patty, we've been talking about mistaken identity, and let's just keep talking about it. What do you got? You got another scripture?
Yes, I do. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You're not who you were. When you're in Christ, you have a new identity.
Come on, man.
Yeah, right? Kidding. Don't mistake your old ways for the new you.
That's right.
Inspire. Don't try to stay who you were before you were made new in Christ. Your old man, your old woman is gone.
They are, man. They are so gone. So keep trying to live our old lives. Keep trying to live that way. You know, when you're made alive in Christ, it's going to make you miserable. It's going to make you totally miserable. So we got to start seeing ourselves in the eyes of God today.
Yes,
we have to.
Yeah. We're full of power and authority.
Yes.
We're under grace.
Come on.
We're forgiven. We're renewed, full of purpose in the kingdom of God. We have the favor of God.
Come on.
On our lives.
You're not kidding. You know, in 1 Peter 1:14-15, it says this. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct. You see, God's calling us to a higher standard.
Yes.
You know, we've mistaken ourselves. We've seen ourselves as the pauper when we're the prince. We've seen ourselves as unholy when we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But we do have to walk that life of holiness. We have to step out and above the life that God has given us. And we have to become all that God has paid such a huge price for us to be, Patty.
Mm-hmm.
So go out there, guys, and be who God's called you to be. Live a righteous life.
Yes.
Live a holy life before God and stand in his presence and be created and renewed by the blood of Jesus once and for all in your life. We hope you guys enjoyed the program today. Don't be mistaken in your identity. We'll see you next time.
Amen.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marathon, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.